From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. California is one of 18 states taking the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to court again over global warming. The plaintiffs, including State Attorney General Jerry Brown, are trying to force the agency to comply with a U.S. Supreme Court ruling issued last year. Sasha Coca has more.
Exactly a year ago, the Supreme Court ruled the EPA can regulate carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases under the Clean Air Act. Attorney General Brown and environmental groups like the Sierra Club had hoped that decision would force the EPA to act quickly to control those emissions. On a conference call with reporters, Brown said the Bush administration is dragging its feet.
The president and his assistants have taken control here and have continuously blocked or sabotaged efforts to control greenhouse gases.
Brown says the EPA has determined greenhouse gases are a danger to human health, but won't release the finding. EPA spokesman Jonathan Schrader says the agency needs more time to devise a more comprehensive plan to address carbon pollution from all sources, not just cars.
We're working on a very aggressive schedule. The key is that we want to be responsible in how we regulate carbon, if in fact we regulate it, to do so in a responsible manner that truly takes climate change on.
The states and environmental groups are asking a federal court to force the EPA to release its findings on the dangers of greenhouse gases within 60 days. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
Harbor officials at the Port of Los Angeles are expected to approve a major deal today with environmentalists. The green groups promise not to fight the first terminal expansion project in 7 years. The port promises to spend millions on things like air filtration systems for public schools. One port official tells the LA Times the deal could be the first of a dozen, clearing the way for expansion projects. The Olympic torch comes to San Francisco next week, the only U.S. stop on its journey to the Summer Games in Beijing. Starting in Greece, the flame travels across the world as a symbol of global harmony. But critics of China and its human rights record are promising to protest the torch's arrival in California. Kelly Wilkinson reports Olympic supporters are hoping politics don't overshadow the game's original ideals.
Ann Cribbs has a long history with the Olympics. She won a gold medal for swimming in the 1960 Games, has twice been a torchbearer of the Olympic flame, and helped lead San Francisco's bid to host the 2016 Games. Cribbs says the Olympics are a reflection of what everybody wants the world to be, and the torch represents that ideal.
Starting this light that goes around and gets passed from torchbearer to torchbearer. It's got a lot of ancient symbolism and it's got a lot of current symbolism as well. So for me, it means inspiration and unity and peace and harmony.
The journey the Olympic torch is making from Greece to the host city of Beijing is called the Beijing Olympic Journey of Harmony. But this year, preparing to receive the torch in San Francisco has been anything but harmonious. San Francisco didn't bid to host the Olympic torch. The United States Olympic Committee recommended the torch pass through San Francisco on its way to the Summer Games. Organizers with the USOC say they anticipated a certain level of protest alongside the torch, but they couldn't anticipate recent protests in Tibet that turned fatal and how those events would galvanize the Tibetan independence movement. Tenzin Tatong is a leading Tibetan activist.
The Olympic Games is to show how the world can come together in sports and in friendship. But how can you have friendship and fraternity when the host government is sitting on dead bodies and thousands of prisoners and squashing peaceful protests? How can you have that?
Tibetans are just one group planning massive protests of the torch next week. Others include Darfur activists, followers of the Falun Gong religious sect. Even groups that oppose illegal organ harvesting plan to join the chorus of protesters in San Francisco. In a city famous for political expression, a heated debate is raging over whether it's appropriate to link the torch with policies of the Chinese government. David Perry is spokesman for the torch relay in San Francisco.
If you choose not to separate the politics from the torch, that's your choice. But that doesn't change the fact that the Olympic torch is not a political symbol. The Olympic torch is a symbol of an organization which has promoted for many, many years politically free ideals of sportsmanship and harmony among nations.
Protesters say it's exactly those ideals that make the Torch a perfect focal point for human rights issues. San Francisco Supervisor Chris Daly.
The Olympics talk about sport attempting to achieve the best in us. And so given that the Olympics is clearly much larger than just a sporting event, let's be clear, there's no way that you can compartmentalize the Olympics, the 2008 Beijing Games, from politics. Impossible, not going to happen.
Earlier this week, the city's Board of Supervisors passed a resolution sponsored by Daly, urging the city to accept the Torch with alarm and protest at China's human rights record. The Chinese consulate called the measure an insult. Spokesman Defa Tong says politics and sports should absolutely remain separate.
We believe, you know, Olympics is Olympics. So I believe a small handful of people from some organizations, they are trying to take advantage of the Olympic Games to fulfill the political aims, which I believe is the violation of the spirit of Olympics.
San Francisco's challenge has been how to accommodate all these viewpoints and welcome the Torch. Mayor Gavin Newsom says the city is proud to be doing it.
And I happen to think being appropriately balanced, as we are going to be with the Torch relay and providing access for people to protest the entire route without a permit, is consistent with those values.
Ultimately, politics have elbowed in on the Olympic Games throughout history. So San Francisco's situation is not unique, says former medalist and Olympic promoter Ann Cribbs.
And that's probably appropriate because I think that sports affords us the opportunity to have a conversation about things that maybe we disagree on, but at least we can have the conversation.
If San Francisco is true to its own values, there'll be room in that conversation for everyone's voice, protesting and celebrating the journey of the Olympic flame. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.
We've got links to maps of the route the Torch will take in San Francisco and across the globe. Check it out at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Thursday, April 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California, on the web at calhospitalcompare.org. And OSH, Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com.